Hej, varmt välkomna till Elvis julspecial 2019. Jag heter Annika Widnersson och det är jag som har programmet Elvis på mitt vis här på Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen är Föreningen Musik för alla. Nu är det snart jul igen. Det var Elvis favorithelg. Det var då han var med familj och vänner i sitt hem på Graceland. Om Elvis hade fått önska hade det nog varit jul jämt. If every day could be like Christmas.
I hear the bells saying Christmas is near. That this is the season of cheer. As the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. I hear a child telling Santa what to bring, and the smile upon his tiny face is worth more to me than anything. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? Just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be.
Den perfekta julen har ju snö. Det ska knirra under skorna. On a snowy Christmas night.
Midnight prayers so softly whispered in a cathedral's candlelight. Bring the message of the holidays on a snowy Christmas night. Holly wreaths and hidden mistletoe, symbols of the season's might. Joyful faces everywhere we go on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks. Good to you on a snowy Christmas night. Mother Nature wears a bridal gown for the world's dressed in white. There's a silent glow that fills the earth on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks for all you've been blessed with, and hold your loved ones tight. For you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night. For you know the Lord's been good to you on a snowy Christmas night.
Det var några tappra själar som önskade Elvis på årets julmarknad i Sigtuna. Jag har nog aldrig varit med om ett sånt ösregn på en marknad. Tänk om det hade snöat istället. Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is listening. A beautiful sight, we have it tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say no, man. Job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Your face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. I said I'm walking in a winter wonderland.
Jag mötte två tjejer på julmarknaden. De önskade Blue Christmas. Jag valde live-versionen från 68-specialen. Jag har en önskning till på den. Det är Marie i Vallentuna. Radio Sigtuna önskar god jul och gott nytt år.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same if you
år så tänker jag också önska Elvis. Och det blir Merry Christmas baby. Jag önskar alla mina lyssnare, familj och vänner god jul och gott nytt år.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas, now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Ja-ja. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it on, baby, take it on. Yo, yo, ho! I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Are you sure to treat me nice? I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Are you sure to treat me nice? Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it through Al's mic. Yeah, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Music on my radio. Yeah.
Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud. Underneath your mistletoe, I said, make good with me, baby. Yeah, you sure did treat me nice. Chomp, 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 chomp. I said, merry, merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Take it off, boys, take it off. Yeah! Baby, well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Play it, James. Take it on, James. Good music on my radio. Walk, 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 walk. I wanna kiss you, baby, while you stand near the mistletoe.
Elvis älskade att ge, och på Graceland visar de Elvis donationer. Det började tydligen redan när han var barn. Då gav han bort sina leksaker till de andra barnen. Här får vi höra lite från Graceland.
How he felt about giving.
You know, Elvis was a giver at heart. It's even said that when he was a little boy in Tupelo and had nothing to give, that he would actually try to give the few toys he had to other people who didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So it really was just part of his DNA of who he was. And of course, as he got older and became who he became, and money became no object, basically, his giving got bigger. It went from small toys to donations through checks, to mm-hmm. even giving, obviously we know about the famous car giveaways that he used to give to all
yes.
his friends.
Yes.
You know. But Elvis was generally a very charitable person, inside and out.
Yeah. Jerry Schilling told me one time, one of Elvis's Memphis Mafia, one of his best friends, went to the White House with Elvis. Jerry told me that when you have anything, when you can get anything, the pleasure that you get is the look on the faces of other people mm-hmm. that you then give to,
mm-hmm.
the people that can't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Elvis's joy came from, was the reaction of the other people when, unsolicited, he gave them a gift.
Nu kommer When the Snow is on the Roses. Det är live. Det är orepeterat, en liten överraskning för Elvis musiker som tappert försöker hänga med. Det måste ha varit spännande att spela för honom, alltid nytt och oväntade vändningar.
Mm. say when the snow is on the roses, when the bluebird is shown away. In my heart, I will remember all the love we shared today. When the snow is on the roses, when the blue in my heart, we will remember all the love we shared today, all the love we shared.
White Christmas är nog den julsång som är mest önskad av Elvis-fans. God jul och gott nytt år, Marie!
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those streets are blazing and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright. Your Christmas is me white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your day, may your days be merry and bright, and behold, your Christmas be white.
Elvis historia. Varför Elvis inte hade mer pengar på sig var att han gjorde ett oplanerat visit hos president Nixon. Det är en sann historia som jag kanske berättar om en annan gång. Men nu kort om Elvis på flygplatsen med Jerry Schilling efter besöket hos president Nixon.
Well, that's kind of like Jerry was first had experience to that when they were flying back from L.A. to Washington for the Nixon visit. And Elvis befriends a soldier on the plane that's coming home from Vietnam and tells Jerry, how much cash do you have on you? Give it to him. And Jerry's like, this is all the money we have. And Elvis is like, he needs it more.
Yeah.
You know, that just kind of sums it up. And, you know, they say that if you would have complimented Elvis on something, that if it, even if it was to shirt on his back, he might have taken it off and given it to you at the time.
Yeah, but what they said, you know, whatever you do, don't tell him you like his rings, because
he'll start giving them to you.
And Jerry, in one of the ultimate gifts that Elvis gave, Jerry had come from, you know, a not great family background, mm-hmm. and Elvis wanted to give him a home. Elvis gave him the keys to the home that Jerry still lives in. So what an ultimate, you know, gift that was to a friend.
Jag fortsätter och spelar If I Get Home on Christmas Day från 1971.
If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need soft words to say. I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes when I smile. If I get home before midnight, you are still sleeping tight. I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, writing letters every day never really start to say the way I feel deep in this heart of mine. Though I'm half a world away, if we're patient and we pray, oh, I'll get my chance soon this time. If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need soft words to say. I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes and when I smile. If I get home before midnight, while you're still sleeping tight, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day, I'll take you in my arms and there you'll stay. If I get home on Christmas Day.
En lyssnarönskning, Indie Ghetto. God jul, gott nytt år, önskar Radio Sigtuna. Hoppas att ni har torkat upp efter årets julmarknad. Så ses vi nästa år.
As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand that child needs a helping hand? I hear you're gonna be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
and his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as the young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
In the ghetto beskriver den miljö som Elvis växte upp i som barn. Han visste precis hur det var att ha ingenting. Elvis pappa satt själv i fängelse en kort period efter att ha förfalskat en check när familjen inte hade mat på bordet. Kanske därför Elvis delade ut checkar till andra. En reflektion bara ifrån mig. Santa Claus is back in town.
Christmas time for the baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. With reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, stockings, cut off the light. Santa Claus is coming down the old chimney tonight.
Jag har ju börjat med reaction-videos. Det är Elvis i nutid och det gillar jag. Jätteroligt att höra unga musiker lyssna på Elvis. Till julspecialen har jag valt Silent Night. Killen heter John Gibson och han presenterar sig så bra själv.
Hey guys, John Gibson here and welcome back to my YouTube channel, John Gibson Music. Yeah, today we're doing another reaction video. I'm reacting to a very famous Christmas song, Silent Night, by Elvis today. Yeah, I've never heard Silent Night by Elvis before, and that's why I'm so excited and I'm looking forward, yeah. And this reaction is for Barbara from Australia. Hope you like it. And if it's your first time on my channel, I'm a singer-songwriter, producer, and guitar player for around about 10 years. And that's why I always love doing these kind of videos. So thank you very much for watching and enjoy. I got goosebumps. My favorite version of Silent Night. Wow. Yeah, I'm out of words. Elvis' voice here is... yeah. It's amazing. Wow. Yeah, I really don't know what to say, to be honest. I'm blown away. Such a beautiful song. And such a beautiful voice. Wow. Yeah, like I said, my favorite version of Silent Night ever. It's so beautiful. And I've never heard it before, for real. That's why I'm so blown away. Wow, yeah. I'm out of words, like I said. So you have to tell me in the comments what you think about Silent Night by Elvis. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Thank you guys so much for watching and see you in the next one. Bye bye.
Nu kommer Silver Bells. Jeanette och Marita har önskat den. God jul och gott nytt år önskar Radio Sigtuna.
Silver Bells. Silver Bells. Silver Bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells.
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids punch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all, the bustle you'll hear. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Elvis donationer. Det började med hans egna leksaker som barn. Vi får fortsätta och lyssna på intervjun från Graceland.
You have some display cases over here.
Yes.
That have some very neat material in. So let's walk over and see what we've got here.
Well, it made sense when we started talking about Elvis and charity that we put the exhibition here kind of at the end of the 1956 corridor, mm-hmm. because his charitable work really started getting like publicity. I mean, he did the ads for the American Cancer Society and had the March of Dimes here to Graceland. So this kind of seemed like a really appropriate place to discuss Elvis and giving. Some of the things that we have here in this first case include a newspaper clipping from Elvis donating blood. We've got, as we know, you've seen the large charity plaque in the trophy building.
Yes.
So Elvis started giving $1,000 to 50 local charities every year at Christmas time. He started back in the 50s. This is the list from 1961 of the charities that received those donations. Now, you can see they varied. They weren't all $1,000.
Yeah.
But the total came to around $36,000 Elvis gave away that Christmas.
Okay, I went on my little app. And I found out $36,000 in 1961 would have been the equivalent today, I'm doing math here, right around $300,000.
That's no pocket change.
Yeah, $300,000. He sits, he writes checks to all these charities. Mm-hmm. And this is at a time throughout Elvis's career when he always paid
the max.
The max income tax.
Yes.
No deductions, no...
No nothing.
No, just... I made this, I'm paying... His income taxes must have been one page.
His income taxes, literally, at various times throughout his career, could easily have been $500,000.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and so, I mean, it's just his generosity. There's no end to it. In 1961... the Pearl Harbor benefit to help finish raising money and bringing awareness to the memorial at Pearl Harbor, mm-hmm. The USS Arizona Memorial. Elvis sold tickets. Of course, all the money went to benefit the charity. Yep. Here's a floor ticket for the show. The floor tickets were $100 each. And there were no free tickets. Everyone had to donate to be able to come to the show. And, of course, it was a sellout. Mm-hmm. We have an official press pass as well for the USS Arizona benefit.
And is this one of those kind of charity shows that Elvis does that he pays the expenses of the musicians and the
band? He paid for everything.
To get there, to then begin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, so 100% goes to the charity.
Goes to the charity.
And Elvis covers them.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, by performing this show, not only did he raise the funds that were needed to complete the memorial, but also brought well-due awareness to what they were trying to do there.
So the famous Arizona Memorial that we see, that is just part of American history, Elvis helps to raise the funds to complete that memorial.
Yes, he does. And it became a place that he visited every time he was in Hawaii.
Wow. And we know he loved Hawaii.
Yes. So that was quite often.
Now, another photograph here you have, another famous Hollywood person, but has a very deep Memphis connection, is Danny Thomas.
And St. Jude Children's Hospital, which is here in Memphis. And Elvis decided that he wanted to make a big splash, per se, a big donation. And he actually bought the USS Potomac, which was President Roosevelt's presidential yacht.
Wow.
And then they offered it to, first it was the March of Dimes, because that was really the campaign that he had worked on last. But the March of Dimes had no way of monetizing a boat. So they passed. And then Elvis and his actually neighbor in Beverly Hills, you know, Danny Thomas, got together. And Danny realized that not only was it about the money with the boat, but it was the publicity that this donation brings to his cause.
That's
the fact that it's here in Memphis, how much more that meant to both Elvis and to him. So the story goes, the yacht gets parked in Long Beach, and it's in really awful shape. And so Colonel gets a price on what it's going to cost to paint the boat. Now, this is typical Colonel. He gets one price to paint the whole boat.
I've always heard this. This is true.
This is true.
What you're about to say is true.
It is a true story. He gets a price to paint the whole boat. And of course, it's astronomical.
Yeah.
And so Colonel goes, how much would it cost just to paint the side that faces the press? Voila.
Colonel Parker. Yes.
So he painted half the boat, but then, of course, Danny and Elvis appear in front of the banner for St. Jude Hospital. There's a big press conference, a signing over of the deed, a changing of the keys, and immediately St. Jude sells the yacht for right around, if I'm not mistaken, it's around $75,000. And, of course, that money went straight to the hospital, but then, of course, the money and publicity was priceless.
Even more valuable, yeah.
Jag fortsätter att spela It Won't Seem Like Christmas. Det är a cappella. Nu får vi njuta till Elvis röst och höra vibrationerna i rösten som är så unika och som andra artister suktar efter. Efter det kommer ett medley, When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again och Blue Christmas.
Oh, it won't seem like Christmas without you. Far too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing I'm wishing for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Seems a long time since we've been together. It was just about this time of year. Looks like it's gonna be snowy weather. Oh, I wish that you could be here. 'Cause it won't seem like Christmas without you. Far too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing I'm looking for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. In the distance, I hear sleigh bells ringing. The holly is so pretty this year. And the carols that somebody's singing reminds me of our Christmas last year. But it won't seem like Christmas without you. 'Cause too many miles are between. But if I get the one thing I'm looking for, then I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Yes, I'll see you tonight in my dreams. Well, memories are lingering in my heart. Memories are gonna make my heart go cold. Oh, I know someday they're gonna live against me, heart. And my blue moon
again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. And I'm supposed to do something else before I do that. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. Snowflakes start falling. That's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. Have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas without you, without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. You'll be due.
Elvis Hawaii-show vet de flesta om. 60 minuter satellitshow ut i världen. Elvis betalade allt själv, så de pengar som kom in var donationer.
Elvis Aloha from Hawaii.
Yes.
But a lot of people don't realize that as they watch that, that that was actually something that was done for charity. Elvis even mentions toward the end that it was done for a charity there in Hawaii.
Yes, it was all wrapped around raising money for the Kuili Cancer Fund. Mm-hmm. When Elvis sings I'll Remember You, it was actually a song that was written by Kuili. So this was something that was very important to Elvis. Obviously, it was the first satellite show ever broadcast. So mm-hmm. It was seen by 1.5 billion people. But it was important to Elvis that everyone knew what the cause was about. Mm-hmm. And there was no set ticket price. You could donate anything you had in your pocket. So you could pay $5 and you would have gotten a ticket to go to the show.
Oh.
Now, you might have been up a little high, but you would have gotten five, you know, just to be in the building.
So I had $5.73. I just couldn't get to Hawaii.
Oh. So Elvis started the donations by issuing this check for $1,000, buying his own ticket.
And I ran the numbers on that as well. All right, so Elvis donates $1,000. Now, what that equals to in today's dollars is $5,800. So Elvis pays almost $6,000.
To go to his own show.
To go to his own show.
And that was just the beginning. Of course, this was another opportunity that Elvis paid for everything up front. He paid for all the bands, accommodations, airfare, everything. So all the money that was raised at the show for the tickets went totally for charity. And if you remember during the special, Elvis thanks everyone for their donations because it ended up totaling around $75,000 for cancer.
$75,000 in 1973.
In 1973.
I'm going to let you do that computation and figure out what that is today. Here's a homework for you after this. Now, other things that we have here, mm-hmm. and we used to see this in the trophy building, yes. over at the mansion, and now you've got them on display here, and mm-hmm. it's so interesting to see. You said this is from 1962, mm-hmm. and this is just a few of the checks that Elvis wrote for charities. So he would he go to Vernon's office and sit and how did this happen?
As you can tell, they're all pre-typed. So the secretaries would actually type them up, and then Elvis literally, there's a sofa in Vernon's office. He would sit in the corner of the sofa, and he would then sign them. The only time that he actually signed them outside of Graceland, the mayor of Memphis at the time, thought that Elvis deserved recognition for all of his charitable work he did here in town. Mm-hmm. And so he had Elvis come downtown, and they presented him the large plaque that's in the trophy building.
Right.
And he actually, that year, signed all the checks in person downtown and personally gave them to each charity that was represented.
So averaged around 50 checks a year.
About $50,000 a year, yes.
Not just local, but all kinds of charities.
Of charities, yes.
Now you've got something very special here. In the spirit mm-hmm. of Elvis, because Elvis was a giver, as we've been talking about, mm-hmm. you guys have come up with a brilliant thing for Elvis fans from all over the world to do when they're here, as they get inspired by Elvis and his giving, and it's the opportunity for themselves to give.
Yes, the four iPads that are here in the exhibition allow our guests to donate to St. Jude, which of course here in Memphis, mm-hmm. the National Civil Rights Museum here
right.
in Memphis.
Right here in Memphis.
Boys and Girls Club and the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation. But as you know, Elvis gave to so many different charities. We want to keep that spirit alive, so these charities will change throughout the years or months, so you never know what charities that we will have the opportunity to donate to. But right now it's those four. Next time it might be something different, yeah. just to keep Elvis's spirit alive.
The important thing is the giving, mm-hmm. is for Elvis fans to represent their love of Elvis
yes.
by themselves giving, no matter where they do
it. No matter where they do it, if they do it here or in their hometown.
Donationerna i Elvis satellitshow gick till Kulis cancerfond. Det var Kulis som skrev I'll Remember You. Han dog i cancer 1966. Elvis ville hedra honom och sjöng I Remember You.
I'll remember you long after this, in the summer is gone. I'll be lonely, oh so lonely, living only to remember you. I'll remember too your voice as soft as a warm summer breeze, your sweet laughter mornings after, ever after, I'll remember you to your arms someday. I return to stay. Till then, I will remember too every bright star we made wishes above. Remember you
Jag måste spela tre julsånger som hör julen till. och det är Little Town of Bethlehem. Sen kommer I Come All You Faithful. Och sist så spelar jag The First Noel.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars move by. Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. Oh, morning stars together, proclaim thy holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and meaningless sleep, the silent stars yet in thy dark speech shine the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all years are met in thee.
Faithful, the first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Kommer en favorit, men det är ingen julsång, utan den heter Please Don't Stop Loving Me.
Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me, kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me, kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I will let go. Please. loving me. Darling, you always be my love.
En av Elvis favoriter, Why Me Lord.
Thank you. I'd like to ask J.D. Sumner to stay up to sing one of my favorite songs, Why Me Lord.
Why me Lord, what have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me Lord, what did I
av Elvis närmaste vänner berättar hur Elvis påverkade världen. Vi som älskar Elvis vet vad han har gjort för oss.
I don't know the answers about life and death. I do know Elvis had faith in God and had never wavered. All I can tell you is that a bright, vibrant light, an exceptional soul, walked over to me on a Memphis stage one night. I traveled around the world with him. I was privileged to share some of his most private moments. And I witnessed his unequaled generosity. Watched him give of himself to everyone. And I saw the impact he made on the whole world. We're all just a little bit better for his having been here.
Nu kommer den stora favoriten hos er lyssnare. Det är Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you
and called you sweetheart. I do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare. Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost?
Oh, Lord.
I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. And I had no cause to doubt you. Swing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Nu kommer en julhälsning till alla er som jobbar när vi andra firar jul med mat och paket. Ni som ser till att vi känner oss trygga, ni som kör oss till sjukhus när vi behöver det och ni som kommer när vi har glömt att släcka julljusen. Radio Sigtuna önskar er en lugn och fridfull helg. Jag spelar I'll Be Home to Christmas.
On the hills of Georgia, across the plains of Tennessee, seen and I've done most everything that a man can do or see. One dream from yesterday, I'd be on a train tomorrow, I'd be home on Christmas Day. It's been so many times before she left that candle burn. Oh, too many tears have fell. My soul filled with yearning. I had any sense at all. Just be be on a train tomorrow, be home on Christmas Day. Every time I think about her, all the love I left behind, trouble mine. I could
just be away. Be on a train tomorrow. Be home Christmas Day. Just be on my way. Be on a train tomorrow. I'll be home on Christmas Day. Be on a train. Christmas Day.
Den här julhälsningen är till alla er som tar hand om våra nära och kära på sjukhus, boenden och hem på dygnets alla timmar. God jul och gott nytt år önskar Radio Sigtuna. Och jag spelar Holly Leaves and Christmas Trees.
Somewhere in the distant night, I hear Christmas bells. The gentle snow keeps falling down on people who are homeward bound. That's the way it's always been. The circle never really ends. Christmas seems to come and go. I don't know. Holly leaves and Christmas trees. It's that time of year. Lights are gold and mistletoe don't mean a thing when you're not here. As I walk this lonely street, the sound of snow beneath my feet. I think of how it used to be when holly leaves and Christmas trees used to mean so much to me.
Nu står julen för dörren. Det har varit ett spännande Elvisår. Jag tar julledigt och önskar alla en underbar jul och gott nytt år. Elvis avslutar som vanligt och sjunger Silent Night. Det här är Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen är Föreningen Musik för alla.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. shepherds quake at the sight. Glorious streams from heaven.